Yeah, it's got to be approved.
That's what we're here for.
We were talking about the $5 billion package that has, well, was announced yesterday afternoon by the Prime Minister and Premier. If you're a business or a sole trader, then hopefully that is going to help you. We do know that this lockdown is going to extend for more weeks, and that will no doubt be announced later on this morning. But a lot of people not just suffering financially, but also suffering mentally as part of this lockdown, and as part of a joint Commonwealth and New South Wales government package, New South Wales will be providing $5.1 million for a range of mental health services across New South Wales. The New South Wales Mental Health Minister, Bronnie Taylor, says those who are forced to quarantine will have round-the-clock access to counselling and support.
Yeah, look, this package is a good one. It includes $7 million for Headspace outreach for parents and young people, $3 million for Sonda to provide anyone with who has to be isolated with health and wellbeing support, $3 million for culturally and linguistically diverse communities. We've got $2 million for private health, $1.5 for Lifeline, $150,000 for the Gidget Foundation, and this is an interesting one, free access for 8,000 new parents to the Tresillian Sleep Well baby app. You need that very much. Having a newborn baby under lockdown, not easy.
Here is the Minister announcing the increase.
We are definitely seeing an increase in people reaching out, and I know myself I had to go into isolation for 14 days as a close contact, and I see myself as someone who's able to face most things, but it was very challenging to be on your own, to not be able to see people, to lose that touch with other people, even just to grab a hand or, you know, things that we normally just take for granted. So I think we just have to have strategies in place, and we have to encourage people to reach out and encourage people to be kind and to check in.
Well, let's go to a couple of those organisations who'll be receiving this extra funding. Arabella Gibson is the CEO of the Gidget Foundation of Australia. Morning, Arabella.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you look after parents suffering from perinatal depression and anxiety, so this extra little bit of cash there is welcome. I just wonder whether you are experiencing an increase in requests for your services at the moment, Arabella.
Yeah, look, we are, Wendy. We're seeing a huge increase. In fact, it's the biggest waitlist we've had in 20 years.
Seeing
in the past 4 months, we've got 127% more consultations that we've delivered this year than we did on those first 4 months of the pandemic last year. And that was already up 63%. So what we're seeing is pretty insane, I have to say. You know, the numbers are incredible. And, you know, we know that people have lost their village, and there's this huge anxiety and fear around pregnancy, what labour might look like, what kind of worries they might have about their unborn child coming into, you know, this particular world. And even if their birthing partner will be able to attend, you know, the hospital. So there's just so much anxiety in the community.
Yeah. Will you be able to put on extra staff with that money? It's not a huge amount, 150 grand, but where will that go, do you think?
Look, the funding is excellent, and it means that we'll be able to support bringing on two more full-time equivalent mental health specialists. So that will see us move about 500 people off the wait list over 12 months. So it's really impactful spending. And I think that, you know, quite often government cop it for not spending well, but in this instance, I think it's a really good investment, and it will make impactful change. But to be frank, it's nowhere near enough what we need to manage what we're seeing on the ground. It's just escalating daily, and we're inundated.
All right. Well, good luck with the next few weeks, Arabella. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Arabella Gibson is the CEO of the Gidget Foundation, and Headspace was another one of these organisations that received extra funding. Jason Trethowen is the CEO of Headspace. Morning, Jason.
Morning, Robbie.
And you look after parents and young people, and I'll ask the same question of you, Jason. Have you seen more call for your services?
There's a yes and a no for that, and it's typical in lockdown environments where you see an immediate spike in people reaching out for support, particularly when we go to homeschooling. And then when we return to school, we notice another spike as well. But like a lot of primary care services, people tend to withdraw at times from actually seeking support. And then all of a sudden, what we found in Victoria is then the big wave comes. So what this funding will do is allows us to actually focus on people who perhaps have disengaged from the system. So this is what we'll specifically target, is people who have had appointments and they decided not to turn up for all sorts of reasons, and then come back and, I really try and track them down, because it's a young people have an experience like this and they find reasons to disengage. So we want to focus on those who have dropped out.
All right. Well, really. You've got quite a hefty funding injection there, $7 million. Where will that be going, Jason?
Yeah. So firstly, it'll go across the 16 headspace centres across Greater Sydney, and we'll go towards a few things. One will be to support young people who have, as I said before, disengaged, maybe didn't turn up to their appointments, track them down and obviously work with them. It'll go towards online supports. It'll help strengthen our relationships with schools. And importantly, as Minister Taylor has highlighted to me a number of times, is to do more support for parents. And often that means more Zoom sessions about mental health and wellbeing, talking about topics like suicide risk and those sorts of things as well.
Okay. Just remind folk where they can go for Headspace.
Yeah, look, the best way to do it is headspace.org.au. You'll find all the resources there for young people, parents, and where Headspace centres are located across New South Wales.
Good on you, Jason. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Jason Trethowen, who's the Headspace CEO.
Traffic, ABC Radio Sydney.
Alf Paranihi's on deck from the Transport Management Centre. Thank you, Alf.